You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That two-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps, with a live dealer. New players, $30 coin packs are on sale for 10 bucks. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
All right, welcome into the second hour of the Chase and Big Joe Show right here on 102.5 The Game, brought to you by the Omni Nashville Hotel. We're still taking our question of the day. Our response is on our text line at 615-737-1025. Morgan Wallen is playing at Bryant-Denny Stadium tomorrow night, the first concert there in over 40 years. He does that famous walkout. Who would you like to see him walk out with that would infuriate all the Alabama fans? We've got some good responses. We'll get to those later in the show. But first, our man that we love to talk to on Friday this time, Forever Titans wide receiver Chris Sanders. Chris, good afternoon, Bubba.
Man, what is going on? How you doing, bro? You doing good? You ready for the draft in about a week and a half? Let's go.
No, 6 days. Let's get it out of here,
oh,
man.
6 days.
Let's
wow.
get it done and gone. I liked last week when we talked about with all these guys, yeah. There's like 8 or 9 guys, don't know where they're going. You went through the process. I know you touched on it last week, but how do you calm yourself? You got drafted in the third round by the Oilers. You thought you were going to Washington. You never talked to Houston.
Yeah.
You go to Houston. What's your advice to these guys of like, I don't know what's going to happen, what's going to go on? What would you tell like seven, eight guys?
Don't look at Facebook. Don't look at MySpace. Don't listen to the news. Don't listen to none of that because nobody knows where you're going. So what you got to do is you got to take a deep breath and say, okay, you know what? I did everything I needed to do. I went through the combine. I went to individual workouts. I did my interviews. I did everything I need to put myself in position to be successful. So now you just got to sit and rest until the day is coming. But I tell you one thing. A week before the draft, it felt like it took 95 days just to get there because the anticipation, the excitement, you know, all the time you went through 2 days and, you know, all the disappointments. Now you come up to this moment to where you embark on something that you always dreamt about.
Well, which goes into this song we're going to play for you. Hit it, Dr. Crane. You know why? Like a kid.
Oh my God.
Every little step,
dude,
right?
Every little step. Dude, I can dance like that, man. And that's your first time, I tell you. We were made for love.
But it's every, I mean, it's like every, don't focus every on the staircase.
Wow.
Focus on the next step,
so
right?
Good. Yeah, you already did all the steps to get to the next step. Now just trust in the step because a lot of times when we get to this situation, we don't trust the process. You've done everything. I mean, all you got to do is sit, wait, because, you know, I just think that, you know, you're anticipating it so much and you have an uncertainty to where I don't know where I'm going. Does this team really like me? I had no idea that Houston was going to take me because Washington was showing interest, but Houston wasn't.
Let me ask you, there's now some grumblings out there. The Titans might drop back and take an offensive lineman. I think I might riot if they did that. I mean, if you get the opportunity to take a guy, a running back in love, who makes an impact on every play, Borgon, they know that. They're smart. They're not going to go lineman when they can get a good running back right there, right?
Yeah, but see, here's the thing. You got to understand, okay, what does he bring to the table? Yes, he's a great athlete. Yes, he reminds you a little bit of Marshall Faulk from St. Louis Rams. The name's crazy. But he reminds me of him a little bit, so he's an impact player. But you got to remember, this running back is going to help your quarterback. How's he going to help your quarterback? Because he's going to take your pressure off your quarterback. So that's why love is so important to me, because he's going to make your quarterback better. He's going to make your defense better. He's going to make your offense better. Why? Because he's one of those impact players.
Forever Titans wide receiver Chris Sanders is on the line with us. Chris, hey, next Friday, you and me, Connor, all three of us, getting that second round ready to go, man.
I'm good to go. I'm ready to roll, man.
Let's do it.
$5. I'm going to give me a waffle, some chicken, and some bread. I'm ready to roll, big dog.
There you go. Just sticking with the draft here. Like, obviously, sure. I heard you groan about an offensive lineman, talking about Jeremiah Love just then. What if the Titans were to go with the defensive edge rusher for that fourth overall pick? Would that still ruffle your feathers a little bit, or would you be a little bit more in the more excited phase?
No, because there's some good players at that position. I mean, you got Bain, you got Bailey from Texas Tech. I don't know if he's going to be there. You got Arvell Reese from The Ohio State University. Then here's a guy that we're not talking about, Akeem Mezador from Miami. I mean, he's really good, 6'3", 259. So there's guys in position to make some plays. But then there's another guy – that's not an edge rusher that could be an edge rusher, but he's a linebacker. He's from The Ohio State University. That's Sonny Styles. Big physical guy, a guy that got great instincts, a guy that can make plays, and also he's kind of like a hybrid guy. He can come down in the box and make some plays. So I kind of like those guys, so I wouldn't be mad if they drafted some of those guys. But if they draft a lineman, drop down and get a lineman, yeah, you need a lineman, but dang, come it, you just got so many good players there.
You know, yesterday when Mike Borgonzi spoke to the media, Wednesday that is, talking to the media about just the draft process and so forth, it was asked about, you know, that left tackle position. If you were in that war room, Chris, what round or what, I guess, couple rounds would you be thinking about taking an offensive lineman?
But see, when you're talking about an offensive lineman, you got to get somebody like a Bruce Matthews that's going to be the face of your franchise, a guy that's going to be a pillar of your offense. And, you know, if you draft him – at that position, the four position, he's got to play for a long time. He's got to be that guy. I mean, there's some good guys and some good prospects that I really, really like. I mean, like Francis, I can't pronounce his name. Maggio, what, how you pronounce it? Just call him Maggio.
Right.
From University from Miami. I don't know how to pronounce his name. I've been trying to, but I can't. So just call him Big Francis, Big F, Big Francis. So we go. He's physical, and then you got Caden Proctor from Alabama. Guys like that that are big and physical, they could be like a Bruce Matthews. But at the end of the day, if you draft him at that position, he better be a Hall of Famer. That's what Floyd Reed used to say.
Oh, absolutely. When you get a guy right there. Hey, listen. When you got the phone call and got drafted, what's the first thing you did?
I hugged my mother. I hugged my mother to thank her for everything she's done. All the time she sacrificed, all the helmets that she bought, all the shoulder pads that she bought for me to play football as a kid for third grade. So once I got drafted, I hugged. I said, Mom, this is a part of your fruit. So, you know, yeah, I screamed. Yeah, I yelled. And yes, I kind of, you know, laughed and groaned. But at the end of the day, it was honoring my mom to like, Mom, look at what your son did. A lot of people gave up on me. A lot of people laughed at me, but you didn't give up on me. So I hugged my mom and said, Mom, you're a product of this fruit, and I just want to say thank you. And we laughed and we cried and we joked.
Did you ever walk outside and just like, ah, God, thank you?
Man, I just fell to the ground, man, honestly. I fell to the ground because some people don't know your story because they've never been through your story. My story was tough, and this is not to glorify going through stuff because everybody's been through stuff. But when you have a situation to where, you know, your father left in third grade and, you know, you lose your house and, you know, you're Prop 48 when you go to a house that you had a sad year and you want to give up and you go to all the adversity, and then you get to be a senior, you're about to start again, and they put a junior in front of you, and then you get the starting position back. You go through all that mess, but it took that mess and turn it into a message. That's why I love it.
Oh, that's good. Was John Cooper, did he call you and say congrats?
No. He's like, have a good day. You've done what you've done at Ohio State.
Really?
I mean, not really. I mean, it's just kind of like, it's a business. You contest at Ohio State, I'll talk to you later.
Oh, that's crazy. I thought he'd go. I would be. We had Clark Lee on yesterday, and he's like, he's so honored when his guys get drafted, even as an assistant coach, head coach. It just means the world to him. I would think it would mean the world to a coach like, my guy got drafted.
Yeah, but see, here's the difference. One of our favorite warriors just passed away was Coach Mack. And the reason why I love Coach Mack is because he was a relationship builder. And that's what you have to be. If you don't have a relationship with your players, and I'm not saying Coach Cooper didn't and nobody else didn't, but when you have a relationship with your players, you know, you're going to want to do those things. I mean, just like, what's the guy that used to coach for Penn State? I forgot his name.
Paterno?
No, not that
James
guy.
James
Franklin.
Oh.
James Franklin, I think a couple of years ago, he drove an hour and a half to each place to go hug each and every one of his players that got drafted. That's kind of the stuff that I'm talking about, because it's more than just X and O's. You watch guys develop. You watch guys go through. You hug their neck. Why? Because they got to where they needed to be.
Yeah. Your thoughts on Coach Mack? I mean, look, we have known other coaches that have passed away, and it's sad. But the outpouring for Dave McGinnis from so many people that never played football for him, just knew him as a man, is unbelievable.
Yeah, and the thing that I met him in 2001, you know, that was when I got cut from the Titans and all that, and I went to Arizona, and that's the first time I had a chance to meet him. But then here's the cool part about it is when he came with the Tennessee Titans, I just called the office. I called him. I said, you know, can I meet with you? He said, yeah, Chris, come on and meet with me. And he met me at Jay Alexander's on West End. And I said, you know, one day I want to get in the NFL and this and that. I want to coach wide receivers. I said, I want you to interview me and tell me what I need to do to make sure that I appease these coaches. So I went through it. We went through it for about 3.5 hours. And he sat there and he looked me in my eye with a smile. So he said, Chris, that was fantastic. If I was a head coach, I would hire. He said, the one thing that you have to do is make sure that it's a connection and it's a great fit for the organization. So getting that information for a guy who's been at that top, it just makes you appreciate him so more.
Oh, absolutely. You've already talked about your affinity for Les Steckel and what he meant to you,
man,
off the field.
Man, love that dude because he believed in me when nobody else believed it. Can I share a quick story?
Sure.
And I remember when I walked up to when I got drafted about 2 days later, we had camp. So I'm walking in there. There's nobody else in the parking lot but him. And he walks up to me and said, hey, Chris, I'm Coach Steckel. And he looked at me. He said, I prayed for you. And I was like, whoa, you prayed for me? And then he said this. He said, I'm the only one in that building that wanted you. I stood on the table. I didn't know you from Adam, but I stood on the table and said, I want that guy from Ohio State. And nobody else wanted me. So for him to believe in me, for him to trust in me, for him to teach me to be a phenomenal wide receiver, he's one of the reasons why I got into coaching. Because why? He's a relationship builder, and that's exactly what I want to do.
So I'll see Jeff Fisher tonight in Clarksville for the Cats game. I'm gonna say, Coach.
Oh, nice.
I hear you don't want Chris. What's going on with that?
It was Jerry Rome. Not that they didn't really want me. They wanted to go with another receiver.
Sure, yeah.
But Coach Steckel said, I want that guy. And he stood on the table and fought for me. So if you have a guy that's going to fight for me, then I'm going to fight for you in the field. Why? Because I love you and we have a great relationship.
Oh, that's great. I think we bypassed the fact that when you got drafted, you had never been to Houston, right?
Never.
And then you're on a flight to Houston and your whole life begins after Houston. That's what these guys go through every year. This is a whole new beginning for them.
Yeah, you become a grown-up really quick. And then the thing about it is we talk about, you know, guys being a professional. Sometimes you don't know how to be a professional because you're thrown to the wolves. You walk into a locker room with Haywood Jeffries, you know, Webster Slaughter, guys you see that they play wide receiver. You see Chris Chandler that didn't really like him first. And then you see all these guys. You see Irv Eatman. You see big old Irv
Eatman. 7'5".
Yeah. So you see all these guys, and you're intimidated. But what I did is I walked in there with a chip on my shoulder because of what Les Steckel told me. So I'm like, you know what? Whoever's playing receiver, I'm taking your job. That's the mentality that I had. And if I could talk to the younger Chris, I wouldn't have came in with the attitude, but I came there with a mission to go in there and take somebody's job.
You and Steve McNair drafted together. He went first. You went third round. What was the first time you met Steve?
Actually, I met him. It's funny because I met him. His locker was like two lockers from me, and I just went up to him. I said, man, it's an honor to meet you. And he was just really, really quiet. I was like, man, it's nice to meet you, too. Looking forward to working with you. But just watching him develop, just watching him, even though, you know, he had some situations to where the quarterback situations to where, you know, him and Chris Chandler really didn't like each other. But the one thing I can say about Steve McNair is he handled it like a professional. To watch him grow, to watch him learn the offense, to watch him sit there and learn, to watch him get ridiculed, to watch him get laughed at, to be MVP of the league, and then one day go to the Super Bowl. That's what I love about that cat.
Oh, that's awesome. Again, before we let you go, Chris Sanders is with us. So I got to think when you watch the draft, it takes you back to your night because I think the anticipation would be the absolute worst thing. Like, all right, is this it? Like when Aaron Rodgers dropped in 05, when Levis dropped 3 years ago. I mean, it's all these eyes are on you, but if the eyes aren't on you and you're waiting, that would just be, I would just lose my mind.
I would too. Every nail that I have would probably be gone in the first 5 minutes because I'm biting my nails because you just don't know. But here's the deal, that if I had a chance to talk to the guys that are in that position, I would say you have 32 teams. All it takes one team to believe in you. That's all you need. It's not the 32 teams that believe in you. It's one team to say, you know what? I want that defensive back. I want that wide receiver. I want that edge rusher. And when you have that type of guy that where somebody believes in you, you're going to go in that organization and you're going to tear it up just like the Lamar Jackson's been doing.
Oh, right. Well, we had Tim Hasbeck on the day, and I said, what was it like for your brother, Pro Day? He said one guy showed up at his brother's pro day, and it was Andy Reid. Andy Reid showed up at Boston College and said, all right, I just want to see how you fit in my quarterback room with Brett Favre and Doug Peterson and a few other people.
Wow.
So you're exactly right. It just takes one person believing in you.
One team. And it took Floyd Reese, and it took Mr. Snead, and it took guys like that to say, you know what, I'm going to listen to Les Steckel. Les Steckel knows something that I know. He's been a head coach before, so you know I'm going to take his advice. And when Coach Steckel said that, he said, I believe in you, I would run every drill like it was last. I would catch every ball like it was my last ball. I would do the jug machine. I would run every route with authority. Why? Because when you have the words of somebody believing in you and they believe in you, I'm running through a wall. I'm doing everything you ask me to do. Why? Because you believe in something that we both believe in. Come on, man.
Love it.
Jeez.
Chris, when it comes to the buy-in and you talk about, you know, just fitting into this system, me, just looking at the NFL as a whole the last couple seasons with the head coaching carousel of like eight rotating head coaches with new jobs, do you think that's a small bit of a factor that's missing when you spoke on Dave McGinnis earlier of just like having that true friendship of a coach? Is that kind of missing, you think, in today's NFL?
It's missing a lot because the thing about it is we just – I say this quote all the time – before you correct, you need to connect. And a lot of times, there's a lot of coaches just want to come in and just start correcting people, but you got to connect and build a relationship with people. And I just think that, you know, if you look at, you know, the team that won the national championship, Indiana, look at the relationships that they have with their coaches. Look at the relationship that those guys have. You have an offensive lineman in the national championship game, I think, that they won the MVP or something that he did, and the whole team went bananas. That's kind of what I'm talking about. That's what's missing in the NFL, the relationship part. It's like we always say this, I got to get mine. Yeah, you got to get yours, but do it in the compounds of making your teammate better. That's how you grow. So if I'm ever a receiver coach in NFL, I'm going to look at my guys. I'm going to say, listen, when you come into this room, put your eye at the door. Put your selfishness at the door. Put your ego at the door and make it about somebody else. Because if you make it about somebody else, instead of winning your individual goals, you win a championship goal, and that's what the end result is.
Yeah, Chris, on that point as well, when you talk about the Tennessee Titans, Robert Saleh, Brian Daboll, and the rest of that supporting cast on that staff, it seems like there is a true core chemistry with that coaching staff involving with the team coming up this season.
But see, the thing about it is you said the key word is chemistry. I mean, and all the players that did Coach Saleh, they care about that guy. They don't just say, oh, I just like him as a coach. If they just say that, then they're like, okay, I really don't like him. I'm just being nice. But they say, I care about my coach. It's totally different. And that's what you want because, you know, there's a lot of coaches that want to be old school, which is great. I think it's great. But if you're old school and just browbeat and don't build a relationship with guys gonna be like, listen, I don't trust you. I don't care about you. Why? Because you don't care about me. So I think the missing pieces of building a great team is a relationship factor, and I think it needs to get better.
Real quick, this just came off of ESPN.com. The Texans and all-pro defensive end Will Anderson Jr. have agreed to a historic three-year, $150 million extension.
How much is that? $50 million a year?
Yeah. $134 million in guaranteed money, three-year deal. He's now the highest-paid non-quarterback in the history of the National Football League. That's Chris Sanders money right there.
Man, I wish I had, man. I better go put my cleats on and be Uncle Rico in the backyard and try to come out of retirement. Yikes.
So that's a guy that's going to wreak havoc for years on the Titans play him twice a year. But this does not mean the Titans need to go out and draft an offensive lineman. It means you draft Jeremiah Love, who can run past this dude.
Yes.
That's what you got to get.
But if you got a mean defense, it makes a defense, though.
Oh, it does. Hey, man, we love it. We love you. I know you and Dr. Crane and Connor, Friday night, round two of the draft. Looking forward to it, man. It's always a highlight of our week, Chris. Appreciate you, buddy. We'll talk to you soon.
Too, man. Love y'all so much. Bye-bye.
All right, Chris Sanders, Forever Titans wide receiver. You ever seen, we talk about it, Dr. Crane, the video of him catching a touchdown in the end zone? I think it's in Riverfront Stadium or it might be in Cincinnati, and he has to jump over a Buick that's in – for some reason, there's a Buick in the end zone.
Wasn't that in Jacksonville?
No. I think it was Cincinnati.
Okay.
And they're giving away a Buick. And it's like he has to avoid the Buick in the end zone. It's the craziest thing.
Players can't do that.
Then he catches a touchdown in the Kingdom. He just keeps running in the tunnel. I'm like, they lost again. I said, you just ran back to Nashville doing that right there.
He's a special breed.
He is. We'll talk about this Will Anderson deal. This is it's big news. It's a big deal. It's a lot of money. We'll talk about Will Anderson and a lot more right here. This is the Chasing Big Joe Show brought to you by the Omni Natural Hotel, 102.5 The Game.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SPINQUEST.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.